Hey guys, it's Jess with a quick soundbite for you. I wanted to talk today about working with parents and their regulation cup. I was thinking today about a patient that I used to see at our old clinic who had lots of diagnoses: autism, oppositional defiance disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, and he had these really explosive behaviors. And mom was a pediatric nurse. She had tons of experience and she was so talented and so great with him, really. And she came and spoke to our staff one time and she said to us, you know, if my child had been diagnosed with cancer, she said, I would have a casserole on my porch every day. But I don't, because my child has a diagnosis that people can't see. It doesn't make him ill. And it instead affects his brain and affects his behaviors. And instead people judge you for that. They don't come with comfort and support and understanding. They don't recognize my struggle. And she said, you know, I want to do, she had at this point had her child in therapies for a long time. And she said, I always want to do everything the therapists recommend and tell me. She's like, and I tried for a long time to do all the things that they told me to do that I should be doing. And I burnt myself out. I couldn't do it and keep up with all the other things that I needed to do. And she said, you know, I realized that it wasn't that I was unwilling, but I was unable. And I had to start making some decisions about how to prioritize my time as well, too. And so that has always kind of stuck with me. The difference between being unwilling and unable. I think a lot of our parents that come to us, I really don't think I've met one yet that is unwilling to help their child, but I think many of our patients, our parents, are unable to help their child. Maybe they don't have the time. Maybe they don't have the tools, the regulation abilities. Maybe they don't feel they have the support. Whatever it is that they're lacking, they're just unable. And I think sometimes when they come to us, sometimes we're the first people, first professional for sure, to say, you know what, I get it, and I understand, and I recognize your struggle. And I'm going to help support you within that, not place more demand on you or more expectation, because, you know, definitely I think other professionals, you know, other therapists, definitely doctors, I think a lot of times are placing extra blame and shame on these parents that they're never doing enough, you know, and there's a lot of comments I think that get made to parents. I've experienced it, and I don't even have a child with any special issues, but just even with Elena's more difficult sleep and when she was really colicky, I had many, many comments from other people, my own family members, other professionals, comments basically implying that it was because of whatever I was doing. It was somehow my fault. And I think our parents who have kids with special needs probably get that a lot. And they really internalize that and feel like it's something that I'm doing or not doing that's causing it. And we know that's not true. This has happened probably at the brain level for whatever reason. But on the flip side, we know that making changes with the parent can be really effective. So I think for them to come to us and us be supportive and us say, you know what, we get it. And let's work within what you have available to you today, right now, in this moment, rather than adding on extra demands and more things that you're just not going to be able to do because you're unable, not because you're unwilling. I think can be really refreshing for parents to feel that support. We talk a lot about our kids in the regulation cup, right? And how many demands are in their cup and how when their cup gets overfilled, they explode. We don't really do that so much as adults. We've kind of managed that, but I think our cups definitely get overly full sometimes and we maybe show it in other ways. We disconnect, we withdraw, we just tune out, we get listless, we stop caring, we stop trying. We drop the ball on things, we miss appointments, whatever it may be. I think the hard thing about adults, though, when we think about their regulation cup, when we're thinking of like a parent's regulation cup, we might have a pretty good idea after working with a parent for a while what demands are on that cup, right? A lot of our parents, I think, are pretty open with us and sharing the struggles that they're going through with that particular child and other things. We, I think, have a pretty good idea what demands are in the cup, how full their cup is. But I think the difference with kids and adults is for adults, we don't really know how big their cup is. So something that sounds like a pretty empty cup to us, you know, we think, oh, that's not so bad. You know, you only have just the one kid, or you only have just, this one job, or you're staying at home, or you have your husband to support you, or whatever, and you think, that's not so bad. That's not that many demands in the cup. But maybe their cup is really small. You know, maybe they don't really have the room we think that they do. We also don't always know how many other people are dumping things into their cup too, or how good that parent is at emptying their cup, right? When it gets to be too full, are they effective at emptying it? Or are they letting it overflow, or is it constantly overflowing? I think it's important to keep that in mind as we're working with our parents, that they really, we need to really meet them where they're at. Just like we meet our kids at their developmental level, we kind of have to meet the parents at their emotional regulation level, where they're at in that moment in their life. Because if we don't, we really lose the patient in the end, because that's, I think, when the parents come to us and they go, here, just drop them off and just fix my kid, because I just can't handle it. I can't do it. Not that I don't want to, but I just can't. And helping them feel empowered as well, too, because I think when their parents get to that point, they also feel really low confidence in their abilities. And they see that, well, you can do it so easily. My kid comes here and does great. Why can't I do that? You know, but they might have, maybe their cup is too full, and maybe they don't quite have the skills to empty their cup. Maybe they don't have the skills really to do the specialized stuff that we're doing. So we want to make sure that we're helping build their confidence, but also getting them involved in the process too, getting them in the session, coaching them, teaching them our strategies, even the subtle ones, the ones that we've maybe not noticed that we do for years, you know, how we use our tone of voice, how we use our pacing, how we use our expressions on our face and the phrasing that we use. Everything we do is so deliberate. And I think it's easy to forget that that's all therapeutic, and how those little changes can sometimes be really effective and make a difference between a child being successful or not. And if we can teach our parents those things too, we can help them see that they can also be successful. And maybe that cup won't feel so small and so overly full all the time, and they'll feel like they are able to help their kid and carry over the things we want them to do in the home. So keep that in mind as you're working with your parents. You know, are they unwilling, or are they just unable?